Okay, so we can continue with the Rashba. Okay, the Shita sent us to the Rashba, so let's believe him for a little bit, and let's see what happens. Yeah, remember that was on our show yesterday. Remember that under the Shishkanah. Okay. So he claims that Rashi is referencing the Rashba a little bit or whatever. So let's see. So it says it's the Rashba in on Dafka on this Gemara. Okay, it says in Tuzlay Mechul El Mishum Amar Avidi Bar Avin or Yitzchak Bar Shein in Tuzlay Mechul El Mishum Srach Truma Kelomar. Kelomar, umishum srach truha, truma, miha, hu shahaya bedin, latin nesaydain latila. And because of srach truma, however, it would have been logical to demand that the adayim have natila. V'yafilu lo tzivu chachamim. Even if the chachamim would have never said it. Srach truma, he's saying, is enough of a reason in his own right. Even without the chacham coming along and telling someone to do it, saying it would have been enough of a reason for a person, an intelligent person, to do netilas daim. Okay. The kosher kein achshav sheish bedavar mitzvas chachamim. Certainly nowadays that they actually went further and made it into a mitzvah. Ulo l'mishum srach truma. But still, what's the mitzvah? It's because Shrach Truma could remain my mitzvah in Sashon Devar Chacham. This is the mitzvah. It's still because of Shrach Truma. It's just saying that the Chacham weren't Slava in it. Okay, so what's he answering? What's he saying? He's trying to answer the Va'od. What's this Va'od? He says, he doesn't buy saying Va'od Mishum Nikiya. Va'od is another, a whole new thing. Nikiya, so where'd that come from? It doesn't say anything. So therefore, he's implying that the implication of the Gemara is that Vod Mishum Mitzvah is it's not introducing a qualitatively different reason. That doesn't make sense. The Gemara should have said a different reason. So it must be it's the same reason. So what's, I have the same reason, then it's not two reasons. But he's saying is no, Srach Truma is simply enough of a reason why a person should do it. He says, in this area, a person should do it anyways, even without the Chacham. The logic of Srach Truma is a good logic, and a person should do it on his own. Should do it. And the person would have done it. That's the first reason you should do it. Why should you do it? Because you realize that if without you doing it, the Kohanim and Dori Doros are going to be lose their connection to Mtilas Daim. Ve'od Mishum Mitzvah. But additionally, Mishmo Derecham, the Chachamim didn't just leave that up to a person's good sense about Srach Truma, but they formalized it in a mitzvah. Right? And that's good with Rashi, because Rashi says that Srach Truma, when he explains it, he says, right, and they were knowing it by chulin. But then he says, "V'od mitzvah, mitzvah derecham shetiknua." So originally it was just hinhiguha, means it was like a menag. People did it. It was a good, that's why they did it because srach truma. But then v'od misham mitzvah shetiknua, that they actually made it into a takana. So according to that way of learning, it's not saying that really everything here is Srach Truma. But there are two reasons. Is that it's, and historically it started off as just being a minhag or as a good idea, something which makes sense. Because Srach Truma. So, the Chacham formalized it and set it up as a mitzvah. But it's all one reason. Which is his argument against Tosas, I guess, is if it's two different reasons, like Mar should have said, two different reasons, it doesn't say that. So the implication is really it's only one reason. That's a good question. So Ben's asking, what value is there to tell me that there are two reasons. One is because it makes good sense, and the second because it's a takana. Whereas if there were no takana, I can understand that you have to tell me to do it because it makes good sense. But once you have a takana, then of what value is there to tell me halachically I'm doing it because it makes good sense? Well, yeah, what's the difference? Who cares?
Someone wrote a question on Tosfos with two answers.
Right. Similar. Yeah. Let's just to finish up the Rashba, just pshat, okay? But he says, "Umiyotema ki kamri my mitzvah, my law miskadishtem kadisa brachos." Why doesn't it say? I guess this is somewhat like what Tosas is saying. Is why not say the mitzvah is because of the second reason? The mitzvah is because of miskadishtem, or is because of nikias? You want to say? I mean, this seems like a similar ballpark. But as he's saying, see, he's convinced because the Gemara didn't say any other reason that the Gemara says mitzvah shmo derechamim is that it's really just an extension of the same srach truma. Because otherwise he should have said something else. But now he's just asking on the Gemara itself, why didn't the Gemara introduce this other thing? Vod Mishum Mitzvah, why does the Gemara have to say it's a double Srach Truma answer? Just say Viskadishtem. There's a Gemara in Brachos that says that. So why does the Gemara have to go searching for what the Mitzvah is and starting to make up this split in Srach Truma? Seems like there's a good answer readily available. The Gemara in Brachos, Viskadishtem, Kedusha. And presumably, if you want to say Nikias is related to Kedusha, which isn't such a far leap, that's what Tosas said. Okay? So he just says no. He says Vyeshlomar. This is like what the Rana was talking about before. Vyeshlomar the Hasam lemevarech umishum bracha. Right. That was for the mevarech, the guy who makes the bracha has to do it. For kedusha demands that the guy who makes a bracha has to do it until before he makes a bracha, because saying he's making a bracha. He says, but that doesn't explain the people who are listening to the benching, people who are participating in the zimun who aren't the mevarech. For them, then the halacha he holds like the Rana say that there's no halacha of iskadishim. The halacha of iskadishim is insofar as the mevarech, but those guys don't have iskadishim. Now, until sidayim lechulin isn't only for the mevarech, sidayim lechulin is for everybody. So presumably you have to give a different reason. Ve'od misha mitzvah can't be a reference to something which is very specific to the guy who's making the bracha. So that's why he's saying is that's why he doesn't like that reason. Okay, fine. Yeah, I mean, I think that has to be explained. I mean, what are these two levels? And well, what's the whole idea according to Rashi? It's a funny thing. It's like
Rashba.
I'm saying Rashi. I'm learning Rashi and Rashba the same. I'm willing to go with that, unless someone show me there is a different reason why not. But you know, let's not make it complicated. So the question is, what's the idea on the Rashba here? Is that a person should do it anyways because of Sarach Truma? Like,
doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's the
Chumash
the
community,
the
Gedarim. Yeah, right. What, exactly. Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly.
You'd criticize people for
right.
taking it.
Yeah, right.
No Minhag Yisrael would ever be.
Exactly. No right. Well, that's saying well. Good, well put. That's what kind of thing is that? I mean, it says a person should have done it, but then it would be logical to do it anyways. Well, a person's making up his own Gedarim to protect the future of Klal Yisrael. Like, I should do wash his hands in order to, so that, it's just a funny thing. Where does that come in? What's that logic thing? What's that Akim? Akim in Veshamarus Mishmarti? I mean, that's the job of the Chachamim.
Right.
Person should do that? Who should do that? You ever hear of anyone doing that? No one does that. Right? I mean, it is funny. Right? It would be logical to do it. What kind of thing is that? Just practically, it's hard to understand. I mean, it's not going to get going. I mean, that's why Rashi, I guess, is like Hinhigua, like they made a minhag. Just saying, there's a group minhag, like, but a minhag is in takana. I guess that's what you're going to have to say. Doesn't mean that any guy would stop just wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to do it because so this way in time of the Quran. Practically, it's just not going to be effective. But that's what Rashi is saying, Hinhigua. Means they created, that people realize this, and without a takana is a formal takana. You know what I mean? Oftentimes things can't be made into formal takana, but Klal Yisrael could realize something is of value and they can make a minhag out of it. So that's what he's saying, is they took a minhag because of that. But then the Chachamim didn't want to leave it as a minhag, they elevated it to a true halachic status of a takana. You know what I mean? I think that's probably pshat. So it just can't be. It can't mean that a guy at a one yachid is going to get up and wash his hands every morning, and therefore in 1,000 years all the Kohanim are going to do, you know, it's not going to be lost. It's not going to work. So it has to be its minhag, you know. But it's still, it's a funny thing. Like, what's the value of that minhag? I mean, it's just funny. What's going on here?
So what do you think
Shad is? Max, of course, he's saying that there's two roles. There's a role of there's an idea of a minhag, and then there's an idea of a siag. Like, a minhag seems to be, it's like a minhag to involve yourself in a certain idea, and a certain perfection, and something like that. Then there's a separate thing of a siag, which is the role of the chachamim to create a siag to protect the Torah. Now, it's the role of the Chachamim who make gezeiros to create siyags and to separate. A minhag, in general, you don't see a minhag as like a minhag to protect the Torah. I mean, that's not the role of the Yisrael. A minhag is like Yisrael accepted or something. In general, I mean, I don't know if there are no such thing,
also,
but what's the idea of the minhag here? I mean, it's true. They point out, like, you see in Basar Rechalov, a minhagim about Kalim, about things like that. There are minhagim of siyag. It's true. Okay, so the question is, where do we start here? I mean, I think that's a problem. There are a lot of problems here. Okay, but I think, to me, the most significant question, good, I agree, is the problem is what's the deal? Why is Yisrael involved in this whole parsha? I mean, the simple, that's just like a problem, it just doesn't make sense. You know, you have a lot of technical problems here, but the thing itself doesn't make any sense. Is that if you're the Sarach Truma is definitely a starting point for everybody, you know? Sarach Truma is a starting point. Now, Sarach Truma is saying that they're worried that in the Dore Doros, the Kohanim aren't going to wash their hands. So therefore, what they did is they wanted to accustom them to doing it. Fine, so accustom them to doing it. What do the Yisraelim have to get involved in the whole parsha? Right, that's a major problem. I mean, that just is a pshat. I mean, that's a simple pshat. It doesn't make sense. There has to be some answer to that. Right, and that's, I think, we can get the ball rolling. I mean, the very thing itself doesn't make sense. We forget about two answers, one answer, this. I mean, just the Sarach Truma itself just doesn't, isn't plausible. It seems like it's going too far. So what would the problem be if they set up a nihug in amongst Kohanim, that whenever Kohanim ate bread, they had to wash? Is there a problem with that? I mean, Kohanim know every Kohen doesn't go into basic varos. Every Kohen knows that. He doesn't do it. That's just the way Kohanim work. So there's such a thing as things which are different between a Kohen and Yisrael. Yisrael sees a Kohen not going in. Oh, why are you going? Oh, you're a Kohen. I didn't realize. I almost forgot. Yeah, you almost forgot, but the Kohen's going to remember because he's a Kohen. And Kohens have different, they do different things. You know, everyone knows, your Kohen knows he's a Kohen. So a Kohen would know that he has to do Netilas Yadayim before he eats. Look, that's the break. So what would be the problem with that? I mean, why did it have to be that you have to include the Yisraelim in the thing? It just doesn't seem like there's a practical, again, it's always hard to get into the practical practicalities of these things, but it's hard to see that why practically it would be necessary. If someone wanted to claim to us, someone wants to say that, that was a thought. Practically, it's not going to happen, because it's a social thing, your buddies, and the Yisraelim's not washing, the coin's washing, it's just not going to work out practically. Practically, it's, you know. But I don't know, it's hard for me to accept. I mean, it just doesn't seem that way. I mean, a coin's a coin, so it's wrong. And that's the way Allah works sometimes.
It would work back then.
Yeah, it would work back then, exactly. In time to make that, she says, so if that's the case, then they say Israel can't go in the cemeteries either. Say, I mean, there's such a thing as differences. I mean, so make men and women, everyone has to do the same thing, because socially everyone's going to do the same thing. You know, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it's hard to say practically that was necessary in order to ensure the continued existence of the thing in the future. I mean, there is such a thing as a halacha for a Kohen. And that's it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could try to push it, but I think it's hard. Hard to say. But on the other hand, it seems equally hard to. So what else? The other option here? You know, it just seems like an impossible problem. So I mean, you could try. I'm not saying it's impossible to say that, but I think it has to be. That approach would have to be explained. So I was saying as follows. Okay. See, the problem is like this: is that. That their concern is like this. The concern is that Truma is going to end up being knocked out. People are going to end up being Matame Truma, and they're not going to wash their hands for Truma, right? And therefore, there are going to be problems. So it would be one thing if you said that whenever you eat Truma, you know, it's always like Chula Shlomo, so those takanas. That you have to assume your hands are Tame. That's the way they made a protection that hands, since hands in general are get it around or whatever, so you always have to assume hands are Tame. And that's to protect Truma. Right? I mean, that's presumably to protect Truma. Is that they didn't want it to be, well, only if your hands touch something. Yeah, only if, but in general, people's hands are going to touch things, and therefore, in order to protect Truma, Shlomo Melech did it by Kodesh, and then they furthered it by a Truma. That as a protection for Truma, they formalized it, said you always have to assume your hands are touched. So therefore, you're doing is that you're, whenever you eat Truma, you always have to be careful. And that's only made by Kohanim, because only Kohanim eat Truma. Okay. But now they're saying is, nowadays there's no Truma. So they're interested in protecting Truma. Now the thing is, they want to say that even by Chulin, you have to do it this time. Right? Fine. So that's what they want to say now. Now, it's a little further off, a far further field. Right? They're saying is that whenever you eat bread, Chulin, basically a piece of bread, so you can have to do it this time. Okay? Now the thing is like this, is what I want to say is that halachically you can't say there's no halachic difference between when a Yisrael eats bread, eats chulin, and a Kohen eats bread, eats chulin. There's not a category in the thing. It's like there's nothing when Kohanim put on tefillin and then blah blah whatever. There's no difference between a Kohen putting on tefillin and Yisrael putting on tefillin. They're the exact same thing. And there's no difference between a Kohen eating chulin and a Yisrael eating chulin. So therefore, what I'm saying is that you cannot have a takana that achila, if you want to say achila skulin is mechayiv and etila, you can't say achila skulin of a kohen is mechayiv in etila. Because there's no such thing as achila skulin of a kohen. There's no halachic, it's not a category, the particular shaven that the guy is from isn't a category when you eat chulin. There's no halachic thing like that. So if you want to set up a halacha that achilas chulin is going to be mechayev in netilas yadayim, so you have to say achilas chulin is mechayev in netilas yadayim. You can't say only on, we can't, it's true you want to restrict it only to kohanim, and that's all you're concerned about. But halachically, given that this is a halacha, and you want to say that achilas chulin is mechayev in it, so you can't go beyond the borders of achilas chulin. There's no categorical difference between a kohen and a Yisrael eating it. So you can't make takanas, just arbitrarily limit the scope of the thing. So that's what I say, that they couldn't, they want to protect truma through achilas chulin. Now once they're doing that, they can't differentiate between a kohen and a yisrael. So they had to simply say, is achilas chulin is machayev in truma in tizlaim. Similar to the case by refuah. Just like Rufo and Shabbos. That really the only concern is about taking medicine which is ground. But there's no, what are they going to answer? Taking ground medicine? Taking medicine which have a chashash tchina? That's not a category of an activity. The category of the activity is a maaser refuah. So it's true the tam hadavar may exist only by a very specific kind of medicine, ground medicine. But in the world of the maaser, there's no maaser of taking ground medicine. There's a maaser of refuah. I mean, so you can't just artificially restrict the takana or a gezerah based upon the tamadavar. So there's a tamadavar, but then a tzura, there has to be a tzura. Now a tzura is a maisa, it's a maisa refuah. Now, refuah, it's not if there were a natural breakdown in refuah of ground medicine and unground medicine, then that would be an art of a valid thing. But since there's no such difference, taking refuah is refuah, there's no difference between ground medicine and non-ground medicine. The only difference is in your tama davar, but in halacha there's no difference. So that's the way it is. It's a medicine, it's a mechayev, it's also take medicine on Shabbos. So I'm saying similarly here. It's in tama davar, it's true. The achilas chulin of a kohen is really what you're interested in. Achilas chulin of Israel is not what you're interested in. But achilas chulin, there's no difference. Is there anywhere it says any achilas chulin is a bracha? Where does the person of what shevet he's from have any the register in any way? There's no such thing. Just like you couldn't say achilas chulin of shevet dan is machayev, and there's no such thing. So vis a vis chulin, a kohen is like Israel. There's no difference in chulin. So therefore, you had to just say is that achilas chulin is machayev. Maybe just to take one step further, maybe, is that you could ask yourself a question, is that, what is that? Achilas chulin? Like, what are you doing? You know, I understand, like, for instance, there's a halacha, let's say, of being shomer truma. Okay, so you say, is it like shloma melech gezeira? Halachically, there's a din of truma, and a person has to be, there's like a psukim, they say, shmartem es trumosi, or something like that. So in other words, there's a din of being shomer truma. So you say that shomer melech halacha was, well, if you'd ask the kohen, why are you washing your hands now? Well, halachically, what's he doing if he's washing his hands before truma? Your hands aren't tame. You say, well, that's the halacha, because of shmiras truma, that they have to be shomer truma, so the kohen has to wash his hands before he eats truma. Something to that effect. In other words, halachically, the takana is a din, and the address of the halacha back then would be a din in shmiras truma, shmiras kachem, something like that. Now the question is what am I doing? It's like an empty activity. Achilas chulin is machayev in Netilas Yadayim. But what is that? In other words, what is Netilas Yadayim? What are you doing? It's just an empty action. Just before you eat chulin, you have to wash your hands. It's true there's a good motivation for doing that. But that's why they want. In other words, the first thing is they have to, in order to accomplish this goal, they have to say, Achilas chulin is machayev for Yisrael, for Kohen alike. But now, what are, halachically, it's an empty action. What are they being mechayev? That you just wash your hands before you, what? I'm not metame the chulin? I can't be metame the chulin altogether, because the chulin is my hands are shein, chulin can't become tame yishlishi. There's no, it's, what am I doing? It's just empty. It's true, it's a very good motivation, but halachically, what are they being mechayev me in? Is the action of washing your hands before you do it? What is it? For instance, you also have the medicine case. You have a kid din of shvisa. So say, in order to protect the oisos, they had to make a gzera. But the gzera there is a din of shvisa, that the halacha is the ra, the ram. Says, nemer the Torah tishvos. Afilu midvarim, she'enu malacha. That there's a din of shvisa, it's a yom shvisa. So they extended the din shvisa of Shabbos to other activities. Okay, that's, the oraisa lends itself to an extension like that. So, they're not just saying, you can't take medicine on Shabbos, because we're concerned. But halachically, there's a halacha has to have an address. Halachically, has to have a, what's it a din in? You can't just say, you have to wash before you eat chulin. Why? Because the chum are very worried that people are, the dori doros are going to feed. It's very nice they're worried. But what's the address, halachically, what is it? It's just a rule I have to, but is it a halacha in something? Is it a kiyam in something? Is it, well, what is it? So that's what I say is Vod Mishum Nikias. Is that without, the Kias is saying is that there is, let's say before this whole thing came around, there would be a halacha. Let's say a person wanted to do Nikias. Whenever he ate chulin, he always wanted to wash his hands. As a kiyam in Kedusha. That would be a kiyam. There's a kiyam in Kedusha. He said, this is a kiyam. There's a din of Kedusha. That would be a kiyam. But there's no halacha you have to do that. It's perfection. It would be perfection to do it for whatever ideas are, there are. But there's no halacha you have to do it. But now what the Chacham did is, but now you have a thing, is that the Rabbanon wanted to be Mechayiv in Tilz Dayan for Chulin. But halachically, what are you doing? It's just empty action. So it says what they did is that because of Srach Tshuma, they were Mechayiv in this level of Nikias. They were Mechayiv in a Maisa of Nikias, a Maisa Netila, which is a Kiyam Nikias, a Kiyam of Kedusha, when I Nechil Chulin. So the activity which you're doing halachically, it's not just an empty action. In other words, an action halachically has to have a reality now. It can't just have a reality because in 500 years it's gonna be very effective. But halachically, what are you doing? What are they being mechayev in? And just the action of pouring water on you, there's no halachic, what's the halachic address to it? So saying is they're being mechayev in this kiyam of nikias. That's a kiyam. That's a kiyam before they came along. An optional kiyam. But they're doing it because of Nikias itself, there would be no chiyav, which would be a nice idea. It would be a kiyam. But now because of Srach Tshuma, there are mechayev in this thing. So that's the two answers. That's why ve'od. You need two reasons. Because in other words, one of them provides the motivation of the chiyav. The other one provides the halal, the formulation of the chiyav. Okay? Srach Tshuma is why. But now what's the what? Ve'od mishum Nikias, ve'od mishum mitzvah. There's a mitzvah has to have, and it could be that's why it's saying ve'od mishum mitzvah, because the mitzvah leaves mitzvah shmoder chum leaves it vague. Words, it's not because nikias would imply that they did it because of nikias. They didn't do it because of nikias. They did it because of mitzvah. Nikias is simply the way the manner which the halach the chum found of being able to formulate this as a mitzvah.